Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here we go, JV. Hooray! 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 They're gonna beat the Bengals! Hooray! 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 They're gonna beat the Bengals! No!
Like the Bengals starts now.
And we're back, baby!
Hello, Hooday, my old friend.
Will Cincinnati win again?
Away, our division is creeping.
On the roof, a guy is sleeping.
And welcome back to Fuck You, We Like the Bengals. I'm your host, Alex Schubert, and sitting across from me, as always, after a two-week hiatus, is our old friend,
V.A. Bennett. Hello, darkness, your old friend.
Hello, V.A., my old friend. Oh, it was right there, and we got to it eventually.
Let's get racist right away. That's what I like to do, just so people remember.
Hey, I'm the one that said V.A., you're the one that said darkness.
Oh, well, that's how I identify, so...
Caucasian, darkness. Yeah. There we go.
I'm a Pacific Islander slash other on most tests.
You're Ray Malaluga?
Okay. I actually have a story that I can't tell on the air about him.
But... I have a story about Ray Malaluga.
Okay.
Go ahead. So we're going to... we'll get to our weeks in a second, but I remember like 5 years ago, I was at Tin Roof downtown, and this was... it was on a Sunday. The Bengals were just in Cleveland. They had just beaten the Browns 30-0.
I remember. I was at that game.
Yeah.
It was Johnny Manziel's first NFL start.
Yeah, he got fucked. He got fucked. And I worked at Toby Keith's at the time, and we all...
I hate that bar and grill.
I love this bar and grill. That place is a shit show. So we all went to... We all had, like, just gotten off. It was a Sunday. Because what we did on Sundays was we just worked the pre-game rush,
yep,
and then just go in the VIP room and watch the game.
Oh, yeah.
So after the game, like, everything's slow. So we all go to Tin Roof, and then Ray Malaluga walks in. After a 30-0 victory. It was 30-0. I very much remember this game.
It was in Cleveland.
It was in Cleveland. And they had just gotten back down. They just destroyed the Browns. So Malaluga walks in, and we're all like, hey, good game, good game. And some fucking Bengals fan walks in, starts talking smack to his face.
What's
after a 30-0 victory?
What could this guy possibly have to say?
I have no idea. It was just a drunk fuck.
Oh, no. So did he fight him or what?
No, he just like started yelling in his face, and then Ray's just like, fuck it, let's get out of here. And okay. I don't blame him.
Yeah, I mean, what? He's got everything to lose.
Yeah.
After a win.
Yeah, it was a 30-0. His defense couldn't have done any better than they did. They destroyed Johnny Manziel more than alcohol.
That's funny. That's funny that that's what we have to look and talk about now. Was that our last win?
Probably. Yeah, because we alluded to this in our song, On the Roof, A Guy is Sleeping. There's a guy, where is it, B.A.?
It's called the Hog Rock Cafe.
The Hog Rock Cafe.
It's in Indiana. I was just looking it up a second ago. I had some stats on it. You guys can do your own research, or I can look it up in a second. But anyway, the short of it is, and I'll get the name before this cast is over, a guy who owns a restaurant in Indy is living on his roof. Until
the roof of his bar.
The roof of his bar that he owns until the Bengals win a game.
Until the Bengals win a game. And the guy did this in like 91.
Wildman Walker of VBN.
Yeah.
Did it.
He lived on a billboard.
For 2 months.
Yeah.
61 days.
Because we were talking about this pre-podcast, but This was in 91, like shortly after the Bengals had like won their last playoff game.
Right. He had no time to suffer. He just jumped right into it.
He just jumped right on the ship of like, hey, we're going to be miserable for the rest of the decade. He is a fortune teller, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I can almost see where he was coming from because like he had such high expectations at that point. What was the record that year? That's what I want to know.
I forget. I wasn't.
Well, he spent 2 months, so I guess that tells us anything we need to know, right?
Man, this was like shortly after Paul Brown died, and Mike Brown, fucking hell, Mike Brown took over. So then, who could have known that Mike Brown would just have his entire tenure go without any success in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, that was a good call.
I don't like because people say like he hasn't gotten one playoff win. I don't like that wording because it implies that a victory against, say, the Kansas City Chiefs in 2005 would have made everything okay.
Like when they were undefeated?
No, that was 2003.
Oh.
When they went undefeated and then they came into Cincinnati. And then Chad Johnson said, I guarantee we're going to win. And they won.
Yeah, well, that was like the Chiefs for like ninth game. They didn't really give a fuck at that point.
But no, I'm saying like you can't win one playoff game. I get that. But it's like, you're saying that as if one win against a mediocre team in the wild card round would have just made everything okay.
No, of course not. I mean, that's been our thing. We settle for mediocrity.
Yeah.
Some people settle better than others.
Yes.
And there are a lot of Cincinnati fans who maybe settle a lot worse than others as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. The power of positivity.
I'm doing the best I can to stay positive this year.
I'll tell you what, 10-6 is still a playoff record, potentially.
It is a playoff record. It's not going to get you home field advantage.
Well, is that even an advantage?
It can be.
And nobody's there.
It really can be. So let's go to the power positivity. We haven't even gotten to this yet. We spend too much time shooting the shit. VA, how was your week, man?
My week is good. My couple weeks have been good. What'd you do? I got promoted at one job, and then I started working another job, and I went to Kings Island's Halloween haunt.
That place is awesome.
For the first time. It was really rad. Like, I didn't know what, like, I hate haunted houses normally.
I've never been to Halloween haunt, because I've gone to Kings Island, like, since I was yay high.
Yeah. No, same. But, like, I'm not a haunted house guy normally.
Neither am I.
I don't like the idea of, I mean, at Kings Island, they can't touch you and stuff.
I feel like it's more about the spirit of Halloween.
Yeah, which is fine. But, I mean, I've seen enough movies, and, like, I'm a bit of a maniac myself. So I can imagine, like, in any potential situation, I think that there could just be some person who's just off his rocker and, like, he could for real do something ridiculous. And it would take, like, a super long time for anybody to pick up on the fact that it was real. Maybe, I don't know if I'm paranoid like that. But I will say that I was pretty haunted when I was there. I was haunted AF, so to speak. Yeah, you guys can talk to me about that off the air.
Yep.
But it was a great time. I was with a group of great people, Lance and Sam and Maddie. I know you guys aren't listening, but
Shout out.
Thank you. That was very, very fun. I would recommend it to anyone, really.
How long is it going on?
I don't have all those details, but I know that it is still happening right now.
Of course.
They're not our sponsors, so fuck them.
Are the coasters still open?
Yeah. I rode Diamondback.
Dude, that's
I rode
like one of my
Banshee. And this is all at night, too. So you get a,
dude, the Banshee is great.
Yeah, I rode whatever face-off.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Is now, and...
Oh, what the hell is it? Because I still call them by their paramount.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Is it in Vertigo?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And also, I got to ride for the final time, probably, the Vortex. Yes.
I used to love that ride when I was a kid, but then... Over time, it's like it just got run down. You barely see people on.
Well, it's been sinking into the ground for the better part of a decade.
Yeah,
now. I've been hearing
it's
rumors.
It's so big. Yeah. And what I don't like about it is like you'll leave with a concussion because those headrests are dog shit.
But those concussions are gentle reminders of my childhood, and I am going to miss them.
Yeah.
No,
it's, but that's a big space, and you've got to wonder what they're going to put in that space.
Well, they got something new coming in. I don't know if it's in the Vortex space or not, but it looks pretty badass. Like
that's going in the space that the Firehawk's going in, I
believe. Oh, yeah. Well, Firehawk had a short run, right?
It really did. I liked the Firehawk.
It was loud, but it was fun.
Yeah, the concept was fun. I remember there's a picture of, it's deep in Gabe Kia's Facebook, friend of the pod.
Oh,
great
yeah.
comic, Gabe Kia.
Search it's, his Facebook, yeah.
So, it's a picture of Gabe and local comics John Holmes and Andy Gasper.
Oh, my.
Like, Holmes is doing, like, a Superman fly thing.
Oh, that's tight.
Gabe's doing, like, a prayer thing. He's got his eyes closed.
I feel like I've seen that.
I've seen it a lot. And Gasper's just doing, like, a thumb punt. A thumb point.
An old thumb punt.
He's punting his thumb.
You know, it's funny, actually, Maddie, one of my friends I was with, like, you know, the circle game that people play?
Apparently that's a racist thing.
Well, apparently it's whatever you want to make it. That's not what
I know.
He was there with me.
I have no idea.
If I have to reiterate, he was there with me. And he, on every single roller coaster that we rode.
Oh, he did that.
He caught it on the camera. I check my Facebook. Scroll back. You can see it. He caught it. It was really great.
Okay, so, like, one of my favorite things to do, like, every time I go to Kings Island, have you gone through and looked at, like, the crazy shit people have done for roller coaster pictures?
What? Is there, like, a history of this?
Yeah, people will bring, like, chess boards on.
What? That's dangerous.
It's insane.
You could kill someone.
People will bring, I've seen, like, a beer pong table. Like, people will do insane shit for these pictures.
What? Like, you can't just have loose pieces.
No, you... Like, you glue the pieces to the board.
Oh, fuck off.
No, it's like, I've seen a Jenga board on.
Oh, my God.
It's the funniest shit ever.
I'm definitely going to look into that, and I'm going to sue all those people.
It's the best thing ever. Like, I've seen people brush their teeth. I've seen a dude shaving. There was one
shaving?
Dude, yeah. There was one dude, like, ripping his shirt. Just, like, doing, like, the Superman shit.
I'll definitely look into that, but that was...
Looking at, if you're listening, look at crazy shit people have done on roller coasters. It's the funniest shit in the world.
Well, that was pretty much the brunt of my week. How was your week, Alex?
I had a good week, man. I wouldn't have been able to tell the story a couple days ago, but last night, for the first time in like 5 years, I went to a comedy club in Bloomington called the Comedy Attic.
Huh.
Yeah. Do you know the story?
No, I'm listening.
All right. So the last time I went there, it was 5 years ago, and I've told this story a lot. I'm embarrassed that I did it, but I will tell the story from my perspective.
Darmelo.
So what happened was the last time I was there, prior to yesterday, I went with one of my best friends, Billy DeVore, and during the show, or before the show, they have like the meeting in the green room for like, hey, this is when you're going up. And I noticed that on the floor there was like a bunch of food. Ooh. And shit. And I didn't realize at the time that it was exclusively for the owner of the club.
Man, what?
Yeah, I did not. Yeah. So I did not realize that at the time. I was fatter. I was a big giant.
You said this was 5 years ago?
This is 5 years ago. I was a big old I was a kleptomaniac. And so during the show, I walked into the green room and was going to help myself to a granola bar.
Left with a pocket full of salami rolls.
Yeah. So I went in.
Cream filling.
I went in to the green room, started to grab one, and then the owner walked in right behind me.
Oh, shit.
As I was pulling it out, he said, what are you doing? And I was like, I put it back. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm kidding. And then he said, I don't think you were. So then I put it back. I walked back to my seat, and I felt like a jackass for the rest of the show.
You should have, yeah.
Yeah, I should have.
But wait, hold on though. Like, was it like marked that it was just for the owner?
I don't remember. I just remember it being there, and I thought it was for everyone.
That's what I'm saying. But if you thought that, then why would you freak out when he asked you about it?
Because he had the voice of like, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Oh, like, yo, like an authoritarian.
Yeah.
Sort of, okay.
It's like, like, don't do that. Like, his cadence was, "You're busted."
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. So then.
Damn, that sucks. Did he remember your name?
Yes, I remember. I emailed him like 4 years later, and I'm like, I just want to perform at the club. Because I was not allowed.
Oh,
back.
You're the granola guy, aren't you? The fucking granola stealer.
I'm the granola guy. And I emailed him like 4 years later. I'm just like, hey, I just want to perform at the open mic. I'm not looking for work. And then he remembered the incident. He said it was weird as fuck.
He said it was weird as fuck?
Yeah, he said it was weird as fuck.
In the email?
Like, direct quote, it was weird as fuck.
That's hilarious.
But then I just emailed the club's website about a month ago. And they just put me on the open mic, and everything was cool. Had a fun set. But, like, when I got there yesterday, I was so nervous because of what happened. I hadn't been back in so long that I was incredibly nervous. Like, when I got to the club, it's like a giant staircase up to the club.
Yeah, I've been there, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great club.
I went there at Seymour once.
Oh, dude, when'd you go?
Oh, this was, like, years ago. I didn't even perform. Like, I was just supporting Chris.
Dude, it's a great club.
Yeah.
So I got there, and I jokingly said to myself, like, because I got up to get the granola bar last time, and this time I'm like, I'm not even going to get up to pee. I'm just going to sit in my seat. So I got there, and I saw
that bathroom is just for the owner, by the way. It's a good call.
Yes, it is a good call. So I got there, and I saw, like, comics hanging out in the green room, and they said, meeting's at 7:45. I got to a table and just sat there for, like, a half hour, didn't move. I just like, I'm too nervous to do anything right now.
So the key to defeating awkwardness is to make things implicitly more awkward?
Well, Jared, the owner, didn't see me at the time, so I'm just like, I'm sitting there, I'm hanging out, and then luckily a friend of ours, Jonas, do you know Jonas? Yeah. Jonas Schrode?
Yes.
Yeah, he came up to me, he said hello, and then I went up to him like, hey, man, can you walk in the green room with me? I just don't want to walk in all willy-nilly.
Hold my hand. This won't be weird.
Yeah. No, because it's the first time I'd seen Jared Thompson, the owner of the Comedy Attic. I haven't seen him in, like, over 5 years. So I'm just like, I just want to walk in. I want everything to be cool. And I think me just walking in by myself would be a little uncomfortable. So me and Jonas walked in together. Everything was cool.
Yeah.
And the show went great. I think I got a tape.
Nice.
Yeah. I, like, kind of set my phone up in kind of like a back corner.
Yeah.
And so I taped my set, and it cut off the moment before I told my last punchline.
I bet you the owner did it. I bet you. I got conspiracy theories for days.
Nah, it's all good. But shout out to the Comedy Attic. I had a great time. It's a phenomenal club.
Yeah, it was. I had a blast when I went.
No, they get insane acts.
Yeah,
like Scoville's doing a weekend there. Jordan Klepper's doing a weekend there. Upcoming, Michelle Wolf's, I think, this weekend.
I really like the way the room is set up too.
It's a peculiar setup, but they make it work.
Because
It's like what the setup is. If you've never seen it, which is I'm assuming most of you, it's a bunch of seats in the front of you, and then a bunch of seats stage right. And they make it work. The club is in Bloomington, Indiana. It's a college town, IU. Go Hoosiers.
I think it encourages the audience to bring the attention to their side with laughter.
Okay.
That's what I think.
All right.
We can wax philosophic about comedy clubs later, but
yeah.
Just a thought I had.
Like, because I'm so used to the way Go Bananas is set up. It's just like the stage is in the middle of the room and then just seats all around it.
Yep.
It could... It's a theater-like setup in a comedy club with, like, 7-8-foot ceilings.
Right.
And they make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah, but shout out to the Comedy Attic. I will say, you know who hasn't been making it work recently? Our Cincinnati Bengals.
What the fuck happened last week?
We lost again. I've got a bunch of notes this week. I've got a lot to talk about. Oh. I say that as if my opinions matter.
Well, good thing we have these microphones, you know?
And yeah, good thing. We lost 23-17.
Should have been worse.
It could have been worse.
I mean, yeah, it could. Yeah, power positive.
Positive. I want to say positive. Mm-hmm. There's some things to be positive about. Brandon Wilson. That's the big one.
Yeah.
Because the first play of the game.
Oh, what hope we had.
Ran it back. It was like a 92-yard touchdown return. Yeah. That was awesome.
That was cool. I got hype about that. And, yeah, I remember yelling. I was by myself, you know, but I was like,
where are we watching the game?
This is at home.
Nice.
Before work, I had to work at 5, so I got to watch the whole game and then go there. But, yeah, I was like, I stood up off the couch. I was like, yeah! But, you know, then it is, you know what happened.
Then you know you got, then you have Lamar Jackson coming in, who I really feel like, unless the Bengals, like, get a lot of linebackers that can stop us, he is going to be a Bengals killer
for the rest of his career. For the rest of his career.
It's going to be insane because he's just going to run all over us. What do you get, like 15 rushes, 154 yards or something like that?
It was ridiculous. I think he was like all time on the list of quarterback rushing yards. Like he was like fourth or fifth.
That's insane.
Maybe even like more than that.
His first rush was like for what, 40 yards?
It was fucking disgusting. That's what it was.
And it was a big reason why the Ravens dominated time of possession so much.
Yeah.
Was because when you're rushing constantly and destroying a team that lacks linebackers,
yeah,
you're going to run the clock out.
For sure.
The ratio was 2-1.
Yeah, if the clock's never stopping.
Yeah, and your defense, not only do you have not have a lot of defensive players, but they're the ones that you do have are being worn out on the field.
Yeah.
Constantly. They're running backwards. They're just like...
There's no reprieve at all?
There's none. You don't get your offense on the field all too much. But, man, there's so much shit.
Did I hear that their run defense was like 31st in the league?
I think I heard that too.
Yeesh.
And it's a big reason why our defensive line is aging.
Yeah.
It's aging. Dunlap, Geno. Well, Dunlap's hurt. He didn't practice today.
Oh, God.
Dunlap, Geno's aging. Man. These were Dunlap and Geno have been the core of our defense for the past 10 years.
Well, Marvin Lewis was the core of our coaching staff for the last 10 years too. And yeah, I love Geno. I love Dunlap.
I love what they've done. They've been career Bengals.
But now it's time to if this is really going to be a fresh coat of paint. I'm not saying they're the problem. I'm not. But I mean, I don't know. I'm not a fucking football expert. I'm just a football fan.
I'm a football fan as well. And a lot of people are saying, I want to know what you think. Do the Bengals tank?
No, fuck no.
Exactly.
No,
thank you.
You never tank. Never tank.
The Dolphins are tanking right now.
You think they are?
No, they are tanking.
Are you sure you're not just thinking like dolphin, like a fish tank? And it's not like...
Boo! Boo!
Nope, you said puns are fine.
Okay, puns are fine.
Yeah, right. No, I was watching Ace Ventura last week, though.
But... Because what the Dolphins did, they traded away like Laremy Tunsil. They just traded so many core pieces.
RSO.
And they just got those for draft picks.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Bengals should do that fully.
Yeah.
Like, because there's been so many AJ Green trade rumors. That's been, to me, that's entirely media speculation.
Yeah, I heard from the Bengals organization that there's no...
They're not trying to trade him.
Right.
That's 100% media speculation.
Yeah.
Because I say, like, you keep AJ Green, and maybe, because, like, you have him, he's been, I've got to say he's been mentoring John Ross.
Yeah.
Granted, he's not really playing right now.
Yeah, he taught him how to get hurt.
Yeah. But you have, like, these stars, like Andy Dalton, you keep him for a little bit. AJ Green, you keep to mentor because they've seen success.
Yeah.
Granted, not a lot in the postseason, but they've seen season success.
They've been on teams that have been good teams.
They have been on very good teams.
Yeah.
And you keep these players around to have them lead the next generation.
Right.
Like, that's why I think, because so many people are saying you need to cut Andy Dalton. I completely disagree with that.
I mean, there's not a better option really right now.
Not really. But what about Ryan Friendly? No.
Preseason was cool, I guess.
The preseason was fine, but again, you're playing against second stringers.
Right.
And also, people are saying Ryan Finley is our franchise quarterback.
Who the fuck said that?
Oh, well, people are saying we need to, like, Finley's our guy, not Dalton. But I guarantee you the people that say that Ryan Finley is going to be our guy are the same people who are going to be pissed off if the Bengals don't draft a quarterback in 2020.
That's, well, that's the Bengals fan theory overall.
Is because the quarterback's the easiest position in the world to point fingers. It's the easiest position to point fingers
at. Like the president, you know, I'm not talking our current president. I mean, the president of any organization.
Of any organization.
I'm not getting political here. I'm just saying the president is the face of either blame or celebration, depending on what's happening
with your organization. It's like when gas prices shoot up super high or they're going down low.
Yeah.
It's like, the gas prices are going up. Yay, the president! Yeah. Or the gas prices are going down. Yeah, yeah. Yay, the president!
Right, right.
Gas prices are going up. Fuck you, president!
Yeah, but and overall, though, like, okay, so, like, I was in a fraternity in college, right?
Okay.
And whenever we were voting on things, our president never even had a vote. He was just a tiebreaker.
Oh, so he's like the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, he would listen to everybody and, like, mediate our conversations and things like that, but he didn't have an actual vote unless we couldn't come to a fucking agreement. So what I'm saying there is, yes, quarterback is important, but there's some other pieces that need to be sorted out so that where we don't have to put that much attention on a quarterback.
Like your offensive line.
There you go.
Thank you. Yeah. Like, because it's been a revolving door. I think I think Dalton's had he's played 6 games and he's had 4 different left tackles.
Yeah.
Which is not, you have to have that guy, because the left tackle is the most important offensive line position.
Yeah.
Because that's your blind side.
Right.
And you have to have that guy that you can rely on, Andrew Whitworth. You have to have him. Miss you. Keep him around.
See him next week.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm. God, I miss Andrew Whitworth.
Yeah. Yeah, that comfort is huge, especially to a quarterback.
Yeah, and you can't have just a revolving door of guys just coming in, coming out. And
people that you, like, hardly have relationships with who really don't even give a fuck about your welfare. Like,
yeah.
I remember, like, damn, remember when Peyton Manning went to Denver and, like, his whole O-line was, like, the shortest dude was, like, 6'4".
Oh, man.
Like, 4 billion pounds apiece. And, like, you just knew that they were setting him up for success. He felt so fucking comfortable.
They had, like, Clady from Boise State or something like that.
Yeah.
That was his blindside guy.
Yeah, it took him straight to the goddamn Super Bowl.
But you know who a lot of Bengals fans forget that is just waiting in the trenches to come out and be a star for years? Jonah Williams.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because he was our first-round pick. I still think he's got something.
An injury.
But, yeah, he's injured right now. I understand that. But he's just waiting. And when he comes back, I remember watching him, like, when he got drafted. He's a smart football guy. He loves football. He's good at what he does.
Yeah. Clearly.
So,
you don't get to this level without being a little big.
You don't get to be the 11th overall pick without being a tank of a football player.
Right.
And a good mind.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, Andre Smith was a 9th overall pick, and he's been hot garbage.
Oh.
Yeah. So, also, I wanted to talk about Zach Taylor as well.
Mm-hmm.
I like Zach Taylor. I mean, granted, the start hasn't been good. But I love his demeanor. I love his energy. I love how he's staying positive.
As are we.
Yes, we're all the only person that he has blamed for the lack of success is himself.
Well, I mean, at 0-6, like, what the fuck else are you gonna say?
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying, and I like that he still, like, takes chances that I didn't see being taken before.
Yeah. And like, he's an offensive-minded head coach.
Yeah, and you need that. Yeah, defense wins championships, but you still have to fucking put points on the board.
Exactly. Did you see what, I read this article in The Athletic, which The Athletic is phenomenal. Do you read The Athletic?
I do not.
It's so good. It's like $4 a month or something like that, and there's just, like, writers from everywhere, just, like, that are passionate about these teams, just write articles, and...
Oh, right on.
Granted, it's almost...
Did they talk about Zach Taylor there?
They did. And one thing they talked about was how a bunch of Hall of Fame coaches have been reaching out to him and saying, like, we understand, we started out shitty, but, like, just keep your head up.
Hang in there, champ.
Yeah, like, Tony Dungy was one of them.
Yeah.
Tony Dungy reached out to him. Sam Weich also reached out to him, too.
Legendary.
Yeah, because Tony Dungy and Sam Weich are two of the... best coaches there are.
Yeah.
So they reached out to him. Because I think that says a lot.
It does. Like, why would they have that vested of an interest in somebody who didn't have the medal that they would expect to succeed?
No one did this for Hugh Jackson.
No.
No one did this for Hugh Jackson. He was terrible.
And they're like, yeah, we didn't think that was going to work.
So I think that really says a lot about how the players view him. I had some, I already talked about the encouraging signs. Also, another encouraging sign, I know the Bengals are 0-6 right now. Four of those six losses were by less than 7 points.
Odd flex, but true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Seahawks, the Seahawks, who have the best quarterback on the planet right now.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is playing out of his mind.
Yeah, he's good.
It was against the Bills, the Cardinals, who have won two straight. They didn't start out great. They won two straight. And the Ravens.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Ravens, who are leading the division right now.
All right, well, here's the thing. I'm glad you brought this up, because I forget exactly who I was talking to. It was, like, one of my patrons at work. And he's like, what he doesn't like the most about the Bengals is how they will give you, like, this hope towards, like, you'll spend the whole game tortured, like, fuck, this isn't going to work. But then towards the end, they kick it into high gear. And
that was the Cardinals game.
Yeah, and he was saying that it was, that's exactly what game. That
I was there.
Yeah, yeah. And he was frustrated. He's like, man, he said he would almost rather get blown out like they did by the Niners so he wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know how I feel about that. I remember this. I have a lot of stories today. I remember getting in junior high, I was trying out for the basketball team, and like we have to like run like this mile, and I was a pretty lazy kid back at the time.
Oh, I was too.
And I would kind of just like dog it the first three laps, and then like for the last one, I was like turn it on and like finish like ahead of the.
I was the exact opposite.
Yeah.
I was the exact opposite. I would just book it for like three laps and then just be like,
gas out.
Oh, shit.
Well, see, but that's what the team would have rather had, what you just said.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, if I had it in me, why wasn't I giving it the whole time?
Yeah.
So
I just burned myself out.
That's a metaphor for the Bengals.
Yeah. They kick it into high gear at last minute.
Yeah.
But I think a big thing that's hurting us right now, like I said, these injuries, like A.J. Green and John Ross are both out right now. Yep. Green could come back. But in the meantime, a lot of cornerbacks are going to be double-teaming Tyler Boyd.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Which means you're left over with Auden Tate, Alex Erickson, Tyler Eifert, and Damian Willis.
Erickson has made some catches, I guess.
Erickson?
Yeah.
Auden Tate's been good.
Yeah.
Like, he's not A.J. None of these guys are A.J. Green.
Damian Willis doesn't even jog my memory.
He was on Last Chance U.
Oh, okay, that guy.
And,
well, fuck, this might be...
He made the
squad. Yeah. Now watch him become, like, really good here and then get traded.
So, I don't know about you guys, but for me, a game is 10 times more exciting when I'm putting my money on it. Sometimes I have a gut feeling about a matchup, and sometimes I'm just betting on my team because they're my team. Regardless, whether you've been betting for years or you're ready to play for the first time, MyBookie is your best bet this season. Yeah, we have a sponsor. It's a MyBookie. Yeah, if you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. Between football season, the MLB season, and the start of the NBA and NHL season, it's time to get off the sidelines and get in on the action. If you really want to support your team this season, don't just sit on the sidelines, get in the game with mybookie.ag. And if you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code CHAIR to activate the offer. That's promo code CHAIR to double the cash. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. The Jacksonville Jaguars, our next opponent, the Jacksonville Jaguars. We're going to start off with the mascot of these people. Now, first of all, I want to say I've been doing this podcast for about a year and a half now. This might be my favorite mascot I've ever roasted.
What a roast.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Go ahead. Come on.
He's the shit. Jackson DeVille.
Yeah.
Said Jackson DeVille's skin looks like the wallpaper in the house of a couple that got married at Woodstock.
Jackson DeVille looks like my dad, probably. No, I just had to get that out of the way.
Right out of the way immediately.
He looks like a Florida man fucks Florida mammal.
So Jackson DeVille came under a little bit of controversy in 2014 in a game against the Steelers where he held up a sign that said, "Towels carry Ebola."
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, that's a bold statement coming from a mascot who looks like what Ebola looks like under a microscope.
He looks like Chester Cheetah if Cheetos were meth. And it ain't easy losing teeth and alienating loved ones.
No, dude, this guy's awesome.
No, he's rad. But
did you see the video? He was in London and he went streaking.
You can do that?
No, like he, there was a video of Jackson DeVille in his underpants.
Is that what I'm looking at right now?
No. He was in like pink boxer shorts.
Oh my gosh.
And like two security guards were like fake tackling him, but he escaped. He like ran off and waved to the crowd.
That's hilarious.
This dude's awesome.
Yeah, we'll talk about how awesome he is when we're not roasting him.
Yeah.
He's there to pump up the Jacksonville fans. I actually, I dated a Jacksonville Jaguars fan.
Okay.
For a brief period of time, which shows you how low their standards are.
Aww.
I probably slept with a few Bengals fans too, but that's for a different podcast.
Yeah, it's all good. And we're going to move on to the, the owner, Shad Khan. Shad Khan looks like if Ron Jeremy starred in porn videos where he only fucked couch cushions.
He looks like Saddam Hussein's redemption tour.
I said Shad Khan looks like the love child of Horatio Sands and Chef Boyardee.
Or the hate child. But I fucked with him, though, because he doesn't. See, we're roasting a team that we don't even hate.
Like, yes.
What are we doing to ourselves, Alex?
We're indifferent to them.
Yeah. Well, he's a financial backer behind All Elite Wrestling, and I'm the biggest wrestling fan on the planet.
That is a bold statement, considering how many comedians are giant wrestling fans.
It's not bold. It's par for the course.
It is par. I mean, I've never watched wrestling.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen very little of it.
Yeah.
But what I've seen, it's fine.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to get into that right now because I could talk for hours. I'll probably get on somebody else's podcast and be a host.
Yeah, there's probably only hundreds of comedians that host wrestling podcasts.
It's true. Well, I mean, it's whatever. Moving on.
Moving on. Yeah, we are going to move on to the GM. Do you have the GM, David Caldwell?
No.
I do. the GM is David Caldwell. I'm still trying to figure out what's more thin. His rope after he drafted Blake Bortles in 2014 or his hair?
Coaching.
Doug Marrone, what do you got?
Doug Marrone looks like Alex's dad, probably. No, he actually looks like if John Wayne Gacy managed a Chick-fil-A instead of a KFC.
I don't know if you saw this, but I saw a montage of Doug Marrone rapping at Jags practices.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. So he's like pumping up players and like doing random raps and shit. And their social media team called him Doug E. Fresh.
Oh, heavens.
Yeah, I would have gone with the Notorious INT.
Ha ha! Noice.
Ha ha! That's not my only terrible joke.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty more.
Quarterback.
Gardner Minshew. This fucking guy. We'll get to him. What do you got?
Gardner Minshew the second, that is.
Gardner Minshew the second.
Why the fuck are there two of these?
I literally wrote that exact same thing. Where nice. Is it? Yeah. Do you know that Gardner Minshew was a junior? Because the last thing I think when someone is named Gardner is, man, they should do that again.
He calls himself Gardner because he's constantly digging himself in a hole. It's a shitty play. He's actually known for saving a lot of money.
Okay.
Like, I guess he still drives like an Acura or something like that.
Oh, of course.
And some people can, you know, applaud that and say that it's frugal, but I think that's probably the best you can do as a Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback. He looks like an 80s teen movie villain. With just as many victories.
Is that all you got?
With his mustache, he looks like his name, he should play for the Jacksonville Quagmires.
Giggity, giggity.
Giggity fucking giggity.
Giggity, giggity. Giggity, goo. Stick around. I've got some things. Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew looks like the lead singer of an Incubus tribute band.
Yeah. Succubus.
But apparently, there's been so many memes about Gardner Minshew just being the shit, but they're just stolen Chuck Norris jokes.
Gardner Minshew could kick his own ball. Yeah, whatever.
I guarantee Gardner Minshew has fucked so many Jags cheerleaders that a baby bump is considered part of their cheerleading uniform. Yeah, but Gardner Minshew is also known for his giant, bushy mustache. So when you think about it, when he trims his bush of a mustache, he's technically a gardener.
There you go.
There I go.
And that's not even his real name. He gave that name to himself.
He did. Do you buy Minshew Mania?
I actually didn't even know about it until you told me about it 20 minutes ago.
Because, like, Nick Foles went down in, like, the first or second game of the year. Like, because Foles threw a touchdown. It was a great touchdown. But I think a defensive player, like, tackled him, and Foles landed hard on his shoulder, and he's out for the year.
Oh, yeah.
And Gardner Minshew, the backup and the 7th-round draft pick, is now their guy.
Like Tom Brady?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Oh, I see why people are saying it now. No, he's not. I haven't even watched him fucking play. Like, I'm a Bengals fan, and that's tough.
I try to be a football fan. Yeah. I try to watch as much as I can. I don't know if I buy it yet. I don't know if I buy Minshew Mania. Because, like, he's played probably a handful of games. And people are already hyping him up over a small sample size.
Well, that's easy to do as a team like the Jaguars. Like, it is. We do it as Bengals. Browns did it.
Because I feel like it's partially because he has had good games, and he looks like a badass.
I think he looks like a fucking creepy guy, but that's okay.
No, they were doing a bunch of Uncle Rico shit from Napoleon Dynamite.
I could throw this football over those mountains.
I could throw a football. I used to be able to throw a football a quarter mile.
Yeah. Anyway, we're off the format here.
Yeah, we are off the format here. We're just talking about Minshew Mania. Yeah. And we're going to go to Minshew's backup, a player who I have written more jokes about than any player I have ever written jokes about on this podcast. Josh Dobbs! Holy shit.
Josh Dobbs looks like Little Bill after Cosby gets out of prison.
Josh Dobbs, he looks horrible. He looks like he bought his first house way too close to an oil spill.
Or a cell phone tower.
Yeah, I said Josh Dobbs looks like he's about to give me an objective on the original Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he is a pixelated man. Yeah. He looks like a coach who won a championship and got a celebratory Gatorade bath with water from Flint, Michigan. Jeez. That's good. He looks horrible. Yeah. I said, last year I said, is that Josh Dobbs or is Ray Allen melting?
Oh my God.
I'm a dick.
Does he not play for the Saints because he looks like he has a shrunken head?
Aww.
Whatever.
That's okay.
Running back.
Leonard Fournette, this guy. Leonard Fournette was arrested at a car wash this past May. Okay. You know, it was really unfortunate. You know, Leonard was taken away in handcuffs, you know, but his car made a clean getaway!
Walk away, drop the mic, and Alex has left his station. Alex has left his station.
His car made a clean getaway!
A little car wash humor for you.
I had hyped myself up for 5 days to do that.
I'm into it.
Thanks, buddy.
Leonard Fournette looks like he taught R. Kelly how to pee.
That trumps my joke real bad.
It looks like he put his merkin on his North Pole. You guys don't know what a merkin is, Google it, but have your safe search on.
Of course. And now, his backup, Rykel Armstead, what do you got?
Rykel Armstead looks like Lil Yachty hit an iceberg.
Wide receiver.
DJ Chark and Dede Westbrook. Yeah, their top two wide receivers are DJ Chark and Dede Westbrook, which means the Jaguars' wide receiver tandem is DJ Chark, DJ Chark,
There's an earworm for you.
Yep. DJ Chark.
I think that Dede Westbrook looks like he couldn't decide between being Eddie or Charlie Murphy for Halloween.
I cannot recite any punchlines from Raw.
Yeah, let it go.
I'm not going to, and I also said...
You're
going to
get canceled before you even get put on.
Yeah. Yeah, we just got a sponsor, now we're kaput.
Also, the N-word. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, you can say it.
I won't.
I'm going to say it once I leave.
Yeah. We'll say that in a private of our
own. I'm going to get fired from SNL. Anyway, I said Dede Westbrook looks like if Miles Garrett was a French waiter.
Le Garrett.
Le Garrett. Would you like some escargot?
A baguette.
Or some French fries?
French toast, French bread, pizza.
Next guy, Chris Conley.
I thought that Antonio Brown had the worst wide receiver hair until Chris Conley came along and said, hold my Gatorade.
And Keelan Cole.
Keelan Cole is radio if he were played by Cuba Not So Gooden Jr.
Tight end. Jeff Swaim. Jeff Swaim looks like Michael Phelps if he was only ever famous for smoking out of the bong.
So Jeff Swaim, he actually got concussed in this last game, right?
I think so, yeah.
He did, and that is unfortunate. I don't want to see anybody get injured, but I have a theory. I think that he got hit on purpose so he could forget all of his time with the Aryan Nation in prison searching for the real tight end.
Oh, a butt sex joke in prison.
We got it all here on FUWTLB.
Oh, good job. Sorry for clearing my throat so much.
Yeah, I'm really sick of it.
And your other tight end, James O'Shag Hennessy.
James O'Shaughnessy looks like he just farted and he thinks it's hilarious.
Is it not hilarious?
From a distance, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, there's the old joke, farts are like children. The only ones you can stand are your own.
That's true.
It's 100% true.
And you can gross yourself out, too.
I've managed to gross myself out. You guys didn't need to hear that. Cam Robinson. Yeah. Cam Robinson looks like if Bernie Mac was scared of you motherfuckers.
Bernie Big Mac. I wanted to write a roast about him, but I was actually terrified that he might hear this somehow, and I
just didn't. He looks terrible.
I love him.
And we're going to go to the offensive guard, Andrew Norwell. Between playing for the Panthers, playing for the Jaguars, and his appearance, Andrew Norwell looks like the only dynasty he'll ever be a part of is Duck Dynasty.
Nice. He's played for so many teams that apparently he doesn't play good nor well. Woo! Hold on, I'm taking a lap.
Take a lap.
Woo! And a pee, so keep going.
All right. So, I'm going to tell this. VA has a very short bladder. I feel very awkward right now because there's no one in front of me. Because VA is taking a pizzle. But I will say, Andrew Norwell, and you know who else he played for? He played for Anderson High School in Cincinnati, Ohio, which just happens to be my rival high school. How do you feel about that, VA? Boo. Yeah, boo, Anderson High School. That's fine. But Anderson, he is an alum of Anderson High School, and he looks like the campaign leader to help that school keep their Redskins nickname. No, I went to Turpin.
No.
You missed a decent joke, I think.
No, I mean, I'll hear it back later.
Ah, you will. That's okay. But he's an Anderson Redskin. Huh. Yep, he went to my rival.
Welcome, so.
Do you feel better, VA?
I'm very much relieved.
All right. And the center, Brandon Linder, he looks like if Josh Hutcherson from The Hunger Games was constantly hungry. Did you ever see that movie?
I've read about it.
Ah.
Like, the books are better. No, I'm just kidding.
Ah, you one of those nerds?
No, I'm familiar with the concept. I don't read nor watch anything.
I'm not a reader either. I feel like I should be.
I read on airplanes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I read Reddit on airplanes mainly.
Oh, that's also fun. We talked about Reddit once. Yeah.
That's a story for another day.
Defense.
Calais Campbell, who looks like if Jamie Foxx and Usher fucked inside a jar of honey.
I do not care what that fox says.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of references to tacky songs today here on Fuck You, We Like the Bengals.
Bring it back, baby.
Bringing it back. Do-do-do-do-do-do. And do you want to help me pronounce this guy's name?
Nope. Yannick Ngakoue?
Yannick Ngakoue?
Yeah, I like that. I think you were close.
Yannick Ngakoue. He was reportedly called a racial slur by Richie Incognito during a game.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to life, everyone.
Yeah, which, to be quite honest, is how you really know you're an NFL player.
Yeah.
You shake Roger Goodell's hand on draft day. You sign your first contract. You get called the N-word by Richie Incognito. And before you know it, you're a star.
Yeah, just like that Martin guy.
Oh, Jonathan Martin?
Yeah.
That's what I was referencing.
Yeah, I'm there.
Dude, I was reading some of the shit that Richie Incognito said. I can't even say it.
Oh, no, I read their text log for hours.
Oh, I remember reading that. It was just like, It was just two bros talking for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
I never got to the part where they, where Richie Incognito was saying shit.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get to that part.
Yeah, we don't have to defend Richie, but it didn't seem that bad.
You know, he plays for the Raiders right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to roast him later in the year.
Can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be the shit. We're going to have a field day with him. But for now, I forgot. I don't need a picture for this one. Miles Jack. Miles Jack has a side business where he sells scented candles. And he made a Jaguars-themed candle that proved to be not very good as, like the team, it would always flame out midway through the third quarter.
I like that.
Thank you.
Scented candles, really?
Yeah, he sells scented candles.
You're making NFL money.
You're making NFL money, and he has a side business.
Okay.
Selling scented candles. Oh, yeah. My slideshow fucked up.
Real
so,
Miles Jackass, right?
We only have two players left. Actually, I will say, we were going to get to Jalen Ramsey this week, Jaguars star cornerback, but 2 hours after I printed the document with all my jokes on it, he was traded to the Rams, which, VA, who are we playing next week?
I think it's the Rams.
We are playing the Rams next week. So we're going to get to Jalen Ramsey. I actually kind of hyped up my Jalen Ramsey joke because it's one of my favorite jokes, if not my favorite joke I've written all year.
So come back next week if you want to hear some juicy goodness from Alex Schubert's lips.
Ah, hey. Okay, that was too much.
If you want to wrap your ears around Alex Schubert's juicy words, come back next week. Don't wear pants. You don't need pants. Nobody needs pants.
I think most of our listener base just doesn't wear pants.
They're the most constricting article of clothing. So let Alex Schubert's words moisten your ear.
Okay, time out.
Okay.
More constricting than underwear?
Well, you can have sexy underwear. You can't just have sexy pants.
Can guys have sexy underwear?
I did it once. You weren't there.
So now we're going to get to Jalen Ramsey next week. Because he is a fun guy to roast. Giant trash talker. He is no longer a Jaguar.
Fuck him.
So now we're going to get to our kicker, Josh Lambeau. So Josh Lambeau looks like Martin Shkreli if he raised the price of porn website subscriptions by 5,000%.
Josh Lambeau looks like Ted Bundy escaped from prison and landed in a much worse situation playing for the Jaguars.
So that's all we got. I think we got him pretty good.
Oh, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, fucked him up pretty good.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Predictions and bullshit.
I think this is a winnable game.
Every game is winnable.
Yes, granted. Some more than others.
Yeah.
Because we predicted last week it wasn't going to be a great game.
It wasn't.
We knew it wasn't. Again, I think this is a very winnable game. I think the score... Bengals, 112.
Ooh.
Jaguars, -2.
How is that like a safety on a safety?
Yeah.
Tight. Yeah.
I say player of the game. I'm gonna say Andy Dalton.
Yep.
Who throws 69 completions.
Oh, that's sexy.
It is very sexy. 69 completions for 1,318 yards.
Not sexy, but a lot of yards.
5 touchdowns.
Okay. Average.
And 2 picks.
Wow. How long is this game?
It's going to last into Tuesday.
Great. And we'll still have that guy on the roof the whole time.
Yep. My bold prediction, the guy on the roof comes in and gets one of the touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. Like, Andy throws it, like, a little high.
Yep. Throws it a little high.
Like into Indy.
Yeah. He threw it in Paul Brown Stadium and caught it in Lucas Oil Stadium.
I like that. I think that's pretty sound.
Yeah, I think it's a sound prediction, too. Yeah. Wait, what do you think?
Who are we playing again? No, I think... Okay.
We just roasted him, asshole.
That was hours ago, man. It's like your opinion, man.
Yeah, man.
I think that this is a winnable game.
It is a winnable game.
And I don't want that guy to freeze to death on the roof. So just for good karma in general, I'm going to say Bengals W. Score? Bengals 3. And
Jaguars. You only have two options.
Two.
All right.
Because you can't score one.
You can not. I feel like I remember reading there might be a way to score one.
Yeah, you can't have an extra point without. You can't have extra nothing. How can I have some more of nothing?
If you block an extra point so hard that it goes through the other upright.
Wow. That should be worth more than a point.
Yeah, it really should. It should be worth the Lombardi Trophy.
You should become the president of football forever.
I know.
If you can do that.
Fuck you, Roger Goodell. Yeah. This guy who pulled off the most... This guy who could... he plays for the Harlem Globetrotters of football.
Right. Player of the game, the kicker, whoever the fuck that is right now.
Randy Mullock.
Yeah, him.
Excited. So he's your player of the game?
Because they only got 3 points.
Yep,
so,
of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, I mean, if you get 3 points and win, you got to name a defensive player of the game.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think so.
I'm going to go with Bullock.
You go Bullock player of the game?
That's my prediction. I'm sticking to it.
It's your prediction. You're sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
Finalmente, plugs, Vincent Antoine, what do you got?
On the foremost radar, I'll be performing at the Righteous Room on Halloween.
Oh, nice. Kelly Horan show?
Kelly Horan show.
I need to go to that.
Come to it. It's not too late to do that.
It's on Halloween?
It's on Halloween at the Righteous Room. All the comics will be in costume.
Oh, I love that.
I haven't really figured mine out yet. Okay, but
I was just about to ask that. I figured my costume out. I just got to get all the shit.
I have an idea called the Bipolar Bear.
Aww.
And you can't tell. I was like, is it like a half polar bear, half something else? Or is it like a bear that's bipolar? Or is it like a fucking bear that will fuck a male or a female bear? You know, this costume idea has.
So you're a horny bear.
It's just a horny ass bear.
Yeah,
there's that. And November 7th will be the next Village Tavern show. Free women at Village Tavern. It's an all female review, headlined by Kelly Collette.
The best.
I have a slew of incredible females from all over.
You said Leslie Battle.
Leslie Battle, Gwen Sunkel. I think I have Anna Mazza, I'm not sure. It's a fire lineup. I will be posting the event page for that soon. I'm still trying to confirm some things. But
of course.
It's going to be the shit. And there's like a little happy hour before for all things female and female-centric, whether it be comedy or business in general.
Of course.
A happy hour at the Village Tavern beforehand, hosted by Carrie Todd.
Oh, I love her.
I will not be performing on the show because it seems like that would be silly.
Yeah.
So she'll be hosting, but I will be there.
Welcome to this all VMO comedy show. I'm your host, V.A. Bennett.
Right. So yeah, I put it in some good hands.
That's a very smart call. Carrie's a fun person. I remember I was at Rose Street Cafe in Clifton. It's like one of my favorite writing spots. And she walked in, sat down. We just shot the shit for like 2 hours.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, she's cool people.
She's very cool. sorry, no, I'm coughing.
Welcome to my world, motherfucker.
Yeah. I guess I'll talk about the next one next time. It's my field show and in
Lexington. Yeah, I'm doing... Are you doing that show?
I think we're on different ones.
Yeah, I'm doing November 6th.
Yeah, I'm doing like later. I didn't want to say like November 20th. See, that's why I didn't want to bring it up now because I forgot.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
I
have it written down somewhere.
Okay, November 6th will be at Pivot Brewing in Lexington.
Yeah, Pivot.
I just figured this out. November 30th through December 3rd, I will be visiting a friend of mine in Atlanta, Georgia.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hotlanta.
I talked about her last week, but she's like one of my best. She's like, we knew each other at a DJ gig last year, and she like became like instantly one of my best friends.
That's what's up.
And she lives in Atlanta now. I'm gonna go down and visit her. We're gonna hang out for a few days. I'm gonna try and get on some shows.
Yeah.
I posted in "Hey, I'm coming to Atlanta." It's like a Facebook group.
Yeah, like you made that "Hey, I'm coming to Cincinnati."
Yeah, I did. I think it's a great thing because it cleans up the Cincinnati stand-up comedy page.
Yeah.
And it allows people like. Because they have it in like Denver, Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, it's a great idea.
It's a really good idea. And what I like about it too is like other comics can comment on those people's posts and be like,
"No, yeah,
I vouch.
Yeah,
she's funny.
Yeah, I fucked with this person. Yeah,
yeah." I posted today, and Sally Brooks vouched for me, which is really nice.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, she's cool people.
Yeah, she is.
I've known her since I started. She's been around a while.
Awesome.
So I'll be in Atlanta November 30th through December 3rd. I still got to get my plane ticket for that. I get paid like 3 days from now, so that's probably when I'll be getting it.
You can hitchhike if you ain't no bitch.
Hey, Beth, you want to come up and pick me up? Please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of your best friends.
Wow, man.
Throwback.
And December 12th through the 15th, I'll be at the Liberty Funny Bone opening for John Reap. The late show on Friday, I'm going to have... I'm going to try to have Bridget Denman fill in for me. Because I got to run karaoke. Which, speaking of karaoke, another plug. Starting Thursday, November 7th, I'm not sure how frequent this will be, but I'll be running karaoke every periodically on Thursdays at Ryan House.
So we're competing on November 7th.
Yeah.
This podcast is tearing our family apart.
It is. Am I going to have to beat up a motherfucker?
Yeah. It's all one of the reviews, so good luck.
So yeah, if you're in the OTR area, come to Ryan House on November 7th. I'll be running karaoke. It's a shit. It's always a good time. Come sing your hearts out. And,
be sure to put Hootay in some songs that don't belong there.
Yeah, come sing The Sound of Silence. Being sure to include both Simon and Garfunkel and David Draiman.
He has the voice of an angel who died of emphysema.
That's a really good joke.
Thank you.
Yeah, so all Disturbed references aside, I think we only have one thing left to say.
Fuck you, Jacksonville Jaguars. We like the Bengals.
Wow, man.
He's right.
Will the next person that sees anybody throw anything onto this field, point him out, and get him out of here? You don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati. Let's go.
Fuck you. We like the Bengals.